fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world today. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I want to start off by thanking Drew for standing in for me last night. I heard he did an excellent job. Thank you, my favorite Marine down there in Louisiana, or I'm sorry, Little Rock. It's good to be back with you today. Had to go to the doctors again yesterday, and may happen again Monday, but we'll see. My bride's supposed to go back for her last cancer treatment, the chemotherapy, on Monday, and we believe we could get there to Lewiston, 2-hour drive and back in time to do the show tomorrow night. So we'll just Monday night, this is the weekend coming up. TGIF to everybody out there. And we'll do the best we can as we try to get my bride through this cancer situation here. Hey, we want to thank all of you once again for all your prayers for us and the cards and the funds, too, you know, to help us pay our way. We couldn't have gone to the VA hospital there in Indianapolis from Idaho without the help of you folks out there sending donations our way. We just couldn't have afforded it on my small medical retirement check from the Phoenix Police Department. My bride is down with a Gulf War sickness from her days, as most of you know, in Iraq, in the first Gulf War there. And then she got cancer, and we're trying to get rid of that now. And now she's developed a second form of cancer on her head. By the way, now, I'm making a joke out of this because it's good to laugh, folks, but I told my bride, you know, she's a 22-year Army Master Sergeant, retired now, Gulf War sickness, cancer. And I told her the other day in front of a group of people, I never thought I'd marry a bald Master Sergeant, Army Master Sergeant. She's bald as a naked jaybird, my granddad used to say. And but she's still beautiful, let me tell you, she's beautiful. Looks like G.I. Jane with her nice, shiny, bald head. But anyway, folks, thank you for all the prayers and all the cards and also the donations to help us buy gas and get down there and back. And we love you for it. We truly do. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and some of the news that's coming across our desk here right when we return. Stay tuned.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction was guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back to this cop show, folks. I want to tell you that it's good to be back here, up here in Idaho, at our Idaho County, Idaho, broadcasting from the Great Rocky Mountains at our headquarters here for our two police and military associations. And before I get off the subject, I just, my wife is answering more mail today from people who have sent us cards and letters and say they're praying for us and a few donations. And, you know, you guys pulled us through. And we'll never, ever forget that in getting us down there for her to go to get her cancer removed at the International or the Indianapolis VA hospital, and then got us back here for her to undergo her chemotherapy. And I've got a notion that our brothers and sisters out there is going to get us back. In 3 weeks, we've got to go back again, and boy, the gas prices are so much higher, and I've told her, I told my bride that perhaps the motel rooms are going to be higher, too, because they seem to gouge us along with the fuel companies, the gas companies. By the way, I think you've heard, I'm sure you have, that the gas company's profits, the oil company's profits, are up 3 times what they were last year. And so you think we're not being gouged? Oh, yes, we certainly are. 3 times their profits have tripled and since they've been raising the prices on us. And we just want to say thank you to those that continue to send us cards at this time and say they're praying for my wife to get through this cancer situation. We've got to go back in 3 weeks back down to Indiana for her to go daily for radiation treatment, because we can't afford the 4 hours a day here to go all the way to Lewiston, Idaho, and come back, and the price of gas and the time and her not feeling very well would be impossible. So the best alternative is for us to go down there and for her to go daily for the radiation treatment, because it's a daily program for 6 weeks. And so we put in our latest police and military newsletter, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, a little letter of thanks to everybody and asking once again, which nobody took us up on the first time we went down to Indiana, and that is we've asked for loans that we can repay. We don't want to ask people for donations. I mean, that's wonderful. And a lot of people have sent us donations that allowed us to get down there and back, pay for our hotel rooms and so forth. And so we truly would like people to make us small loans. I don't care if it's even $50 or $100 or whatever, so that we can get back down there this time in 3 weeks And we're proud to say that finally, for the first time, because nobody took us up on this the first trip down there and back, everybody just sent us donations, which was wonderful. But this time, once again, we're asking for loans, and we got a call today from a lieutenant colonel who read our newsletter, gets our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues, and said that he and his wife wanted to help. So they're going to send us a loan. I don't know how much. And I promised, as I promised all of you out there listening, that we will pay you back. You can even charge us interest, of course, because we just need to get this thing done and behind us. And so he called and said he was going to send us a loan. And I'll tell you, that's wonderful. I just thanked him so much for that. And so, anyway, we're going to get it done. You know, we're definitely going to get it done. And we're going to, my bride's going to survive this. She's a fighter, as you know, 22 years in the military, handling the bases for the Apache helicopters and the Cobra helicopters. That was her job, to run the bases. Had 40, 50 people under all the time. To run these bases for the helicopters, the fighting armored helicopters out there. And so I've got a fighter here, and she ain't no quitter, folks. So she's going to be with me, and we're praising the Lord for being with us through this chemo situation, which has been very rough on her. We have the last treatment coming up, of course, Monday. So thank you for your prayers and everything, and if anybody can make us a loan, you could call us here, and we'll give you an address, and we'll pay you back just as soon as we can get on our feet when we get back. But it may be a few months, okay? But you can call us here at 208-935-7852. That's 208-935-7852, as the colonel did today, and let us know if you could do that, because we're good for our word, and we'll get the funds back to you. Or you can write to us if you'd prefer, here at HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, like the good old Magnum pistol I carried on duty my whole career, 357. And then it's Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. HC11, Box 357. And just make it, make your letter out to my bride, Angela McLam, and we'll be happy to hear from you and call you if you'd rather write to us, and we'll call you back. Okay, let's get into some very important things here that crossed our desk since yesterday. We're happy that some of our military people and law enforcement people bring these things into us, and we've got a report here that I think is important. Want to share with you from John Pliger. John Pliger is an internationally known and renowned investigative journalist and documentary filmmaker. He's currently a visiting professor at Cornell University in New York, and he's written books and done films and so forth. I guess he got an award. He won the Royal Television Society's award in Britain for the best documentary on British television in 2004. He's written a book on his life as an investigative journalist that is called Tell Me No Lies, Investigative Journalism and Its Triumph. So he's a well-known investigative journalist, and he puts a lot of truth out there, a lot of truth. And opens the eyes of a lot of people, and we like these kind of people here at Republic Broadcasting Network. John Pliger has sent us this article here, sinister events in a cynical war. Here are questions that are not being asked about the latest twist of a cynical war, he says. By the way, this came out 2 days ago. Were explosives and remote-controlled detonators found in a car of the two Special Forces British soldiers rescued from prison in Basra on the 19th of September? Question mark. Were there explosive and remote-controlled detonators found? If true, and you remember the story, folks, that we had two British SAS officers, Special Forces officers, or soldiers, rather, that dressed up like Arabs, fake beards, fake mustaches, turbans or towels on their head, went out trying to act like the insurgency and shot down some police officers and killed one of them we know of. And I understand that some other people have died from this, but they were run down and caught. They drove by in a car and shot up these military Iraqi police officers that they helped train and tried to blame it on the insurgency. Well, did they have explosives in the car is his question here. Why did the British military authorities in Iraq put out an unbelievable version of the circumstances that led up to the armored vehicle smashing down the wall of the prison there in Basra, trying to rescue these two Special Forces officers that dressed up as, or soldiers that dressed up as the insurgency? According to the head of the Basra's governing council, which is cooperated with the British, five civilians were killed. Yes, I thought I'd heard that more were killed by these two British soldiers. A judge says nine. How much is an Iraqi life worth? Question mark. Is there to be no honest accounting in Britain for this sinister event? Or do we simply accept Defense Secretary John Reid's customary ignorance? Iraqi law is very clear, he said. British personnel are immune from Iraqi legal processes. He omitted to say that this fake immunity was invented by Iraqi's occupiers, meaning the USA, and Britain occupiers there. Isn't that something? Yes. British personnel have immunity from Iraqi legal processes, even when they commit horrendous crimes like this, folks. Murder. Supposedly our friends over there, the Iraqi law enforcement people, and make it look like it was done by the insurgency. We'll be right back to read more from our top reporter's article here when we return. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Back to the Officer Jack McLamb program. And once again, I say to you that we thank you for all of those inside this country and outside this country that send to our two police and military associations information such as I'm sharing with you today, because we're not going to read about these things, of course, or hear about these things in our controlled media here in the USA. But anyway, our writer here, John Pilger, P-I-L-G-E-R, Pilger, I guess it is, has sent off in this article some very important information. He says here, according to the head of the Basra Governing Council, which has cooperated with the British, five civilians were killed by these British disguised as British soldiers, disguised as Arabic terrorists. And they say here that the British personnel are immune from an Iraqi legal process. So what happened is the British government went in with 10 tanks and two helicopters and attacked the jail and destroyed the jail, knocked the walls down, and tried to rescue these two guys before they could be interrogated. And the truth come out, and luckily the Iraqi police didn't have them in the building there. By the way, the British allowed 150 arrested people to escape. Of course, most of them probably weren't guilty of anything, if it's like at Abu Ghraib prison and other places. But anyway, all the prisoners escaped because they knocked the walls down looking to rescue their two undercover agents, and they weren't there. So the British found them down the street in a safe house and got them out of the country. And now the British government's saying they don't know where they are. They can't find them, these two British soldiers that dressed up as Arab terrorists and killed the police officers and others there. All right, so this is what he's saying. Watching embedded journalists in Iraq and London attempting to protect the British line over this issue was like watching a satire of the whole atrocity in Iraq. First, there was feigned shock that the Iraqi regime did not run us outside its American fortifications in Baghdad, and the trained police in Basra might be infiltrated, was the story that came out. Well, this so outraged Jeremy Paxman. He wanted to know how two of our boys, British SAS soldiers, in fact, highly suspicious foreigners dressed as Arabs and carrying a small armory with them, could possibly be arrested by police in a democratic society? Aren't they supposed to be on our side, he demanded. Doesn't matter what the British SAS officers were doing. How could the Iraqi police arrest our guys, our boys, even though they were dressed suspiciously as Arab terrorists and shooting down the good citizens and police officers there in Basra? How aren't they supposed to be on our side? Why did they arrest these two guys? How stupid. What a stupid retort that is. Although reportedly initiated by the Times and the Mail newspapers, all mention of the explosives allegedly found in the SAA soldiers' unmarked Cressida vehicle, Cressida, I guess it is, C-R-E-S-S-I-D-A, Cressida vehicle, vanished from the news. Instead, the story was the danger the men faced if they were handed over to the militia run by the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Radical is a gratuitous embedded term for al-Sadr, who actually cooperated with the British over this issue. What did he have to say about the rescue? Quite a lot, none of which was reported in this country. In other words, al-Sadr had something to say about the British knocking down the jail to rescue these two turkeys that were out there killing people, trying to blame it on the insurgency. But he had quite a lot to say, but it wasn't reported in this country. His spokesman, Sheikh Hassan al-Zarqanti, I guess it is, said the SAS men, disguised as al-Sadr's followers, were planning an attack on Basra ahead of an important religious festival. When the police tried to stop them, he said, they opened fire on the police and passers-by. After a car chase, they were arrested. What our police found in the car was very disturbing. They found weapons, explosives, and remote-controlled detonators. These are the weapons of terrorists, says the spokesman for al-Sadr. The episode illuminates the most enduring lie of the Anglo-American adventure there in Iraq. And this lie is the coalition is not to blame for the bloodbath in Iraq, which it is, overwhelmingly, and what terrorism, foreign terrorists orchestrated by al-Qaeda are the real culprits. That's the lie. The conductor of the orchestra goes this line. He says that Abu Mossad al-Zarqawi, a Jordanian, is responsible. The demony of al-Zarqawi is central to the Pentagon's strategic information program set up to shape news coverage of the occupation. It certainly is, folks. Be right back. We'll finish up this report and go on to other things. By the way, phone lines are open if you'd like to call in tonight. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Okay, folks, welcome back. The phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And there is a caller on the line. Jim, hang on just a minute. Let me finish up this article here from our reporter that's just laying it on the line here, putting out very honest coverage. We're not used to that here in the USA. But anyway, he says the lie put out by the Americans and British is that the coalition is not to blame for the bloodbath in Iraq, which he says it is overwhelmingly. And they go on to say that the foreign terrorists orchestrated by Al-Qaeda, which is Al-Qaeda, by the way, are the real culprits. And the conductor of the orchestra goes the line, of course, that it's Al-Zarqawi, the Jordanian. Well, the demonry of Al-Zarqawi is central to the Pentagon's strategic information program set up to shape the news coverage, in other words, distort the news coverage, and cover up the truth of the occupation. It's been the American single unqualified success in Iraq, meaning that the coverage of the news and the controlling of the news and keeping the truth away from the American public is the single most unqualified success over there. And we have to here at our two police and military associations agree wholeheartedly with him over that. Turn on any news in the U.S. and Britain, and the embedded reporter standing inside an American or British fortress will repeat unsubstantiated claims about Al-Zarqawi. True. Two impressions are the result of Iraqis' right to resist an illegal occupation. A right enshrined in international law, by the way, has been usurped and delegitimized by callous foreign terrorists, and that a civil war is underway between the Shiites and the Sunnis. This is another psy warfare program, folks, being built up by our international crime families that control the British government, the American government, and the Israeli government, that there's this big civil war brewing here, and the Shiites are blowing up the Sunni are blowing up the Shiites. And here we have these British agents running around dressed as Arabs, acting as if they are the bad guys, and they're blowing up, and they're shooting down police officers and allegedly, according to this embedded or this reporter, he's not an embedded reporter. I'm sure they would have shot him by now. But he says that the sheikh, the spokesman for al-Sadr over there, Sheikh Hassan al-Zakani, said that the SA men were disguised as al-Sadr's followers and were planning an attack in Basra and were caught with weapons, explosives, and remote control detonators in the car. So, let's see. The report goes on to say the Anglo-American goal in Iraq is federalism. For Iraqi is part of the imperial strategy of provoking divisions in the country by one group killing the other group he's talking about, making it look like the Shiites are killing the Sunnis and vice versa. And that's part of the mind control and the provoking, they say here, of divisions in the country where traditionally the communities have overlapped over the years, even intermarried. The Sunnis and Shiites have intermarried even. The Osama-like promotion of al-Zarqawi is integral to all these lies. Like the Scarlet Pimpernel, he is everywhere but nowhere. When the Americans crushed the city of Fallujah last year, the justification for their atrocious behavior was getting these guys loyal to Zarqawi. We had to get them. But the city's civil and religious authorities denied he was ever there and had anything to do with the resistance. One of them, an imam of Baghdad's al-Zakimani Mosque, said he is simply an invention of the Americans. Al-Zarqawi was killed in the beginning of the war in the Kurdish north. And, folks, we heard this, too, through our military pipeline, that al-Zarqawi was killed early in this war in up in the Kurdish north. Same thing that the imam is saying here. He goes on to say his family, that's al-Zarqawi's family, even held a ceremony after his death. Whether or not this is true, says our reporter, al-Zarqawi's foreign invasion serves as Bush and Blair's last veil of their war on terror and botched attempt to control the world's second biggest source of oil. I told you this guy knows what he's talking about. On September 23, the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, an established body, published a report that accused the U.S. of feeding the myth of foreign fighters in Iraqi who account for less than 10% of the resistance, estimated at 30,000. Of the 8 comprehensive studies in the number of Iraqi civilians killed by the coalition, 4 put the figure at more than 100,000. Until the British Army is withdrawn from where it has no right to be, and those responsible for this monumental act of terrorism, with these two SAS officers, and they're indicted by the International Criminal Court, Britain is shamed. Now, as I said, John Pilger here, our writer, is an internationally known and renowned investigative journalist and documentary filmmaker, and is a visiting professor at Cornell University in New York. Okay, let's go to John. John, welcome to the program there in Virginia.
Hello?
I'm sorry, Jim. Okay, welcome.
Oh, very good. You were talking about cancer before?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, have you ever heard of Colonel Joe Hart?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Are you familiar with his protocol?
Yes, and I had him on my program, matter of fact.
Oh, excellent. I didn't realize that.
Sure.
I thought I had some fresh information here. Have you tried it?
Yes, and a lot of things. Tried a lot of things. Still trying things, as a matter of fact. Taking our Laetril pills every day. And
oh, very good.
I'm even taking them, and we're taking silver water and taking Essiac tea and Jonathan Winter tea, and we're just taking so many things, and my bride, of course, has given it to me, too, which
mm-hmm.
I appreciate, because you never know when we may have cancer ourselves, right, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a real good thing to be on, just preventative, you know, once in a while. I don't think you should be on it forever. I think you should go through it and then go on to a better diet and then every so often try it again.
Very good.
Yeah, okay, so I'll get off. I just didn't realize
Jim.
You knew about that.
Oh, yeah, Colonel Joe. He's been on a lot of programs and helped a lot of people, I believe, and he'll continue to do so.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Very good.
Okay,
right.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now. Folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, the phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Paul, who's that on the line? Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hello. Yeah, this Bush internationalist philosophy, belittling of us isolationists, is much rooted in Jews the past 100 years, even more than that, insisting on reconquering the Israel geographical area. The U.S. The U.S. military is in Iraq, other Middle East places as an ally of Israel, and many non-Jew, non-Hispanic white people are getting killed because of it as in Iraq. You know, but like me myself, I'm interested in Northern European mythology, like the gods Odin and Thor, you know. But it'd be like me saying, we want to go back to Norway. We want to go back to Denmark and Sweden, you know, and because of our religion. But, you know, the difference that if Norway and Swedish people said, no, we don't want you here, then I would just not go there. But these Jews, they insist on Israel like it's some magical thing. You know, that's the trouble with Christianity, has suckered a lot of white people into the Middle East to get killed because the Jews are just using them as useful idiots, I think.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you, have you read the Jewish author, and I guess he's historian and anthropologist, Arthur Koestler's book, The 13th Tribe?
No, but I'll write that down.
Yeah, please write that down, because you're correct, except for the fact that these people that started Israel, these Zionists that started Israel back in 1945, are the Khazar Ashkenazi Gentiles that accepted Judaism, their great-great-grandpappies back in the 7th century.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I always say it's like Sammy Davis Jr. When he accepted Judaism, he became, you could call him a Jew then. Well, if Sammy Davis Jr. had then become an atheist, you couldn't any longer call him a Jew. And that's these Zionists, these Ashkenazis that started Israel are atheists, and they're Gentiles. They're the Turkish-Mongol race over there, and they came from Eastern Europe in Eastern Europe in what they call it, Kazakhstan or some place over there. And Arthur Koestler, one of these Ashkenazi Jews, but very honest man, wrote the book The 13th Tribe, and he traces the ancient Khazar kingdom and tells us that 90% of the Jews today, calling themselves Jews, like the Holy Bible says Jews would call themselves Jews, and they're not Jews, as God said at this time, are not Jews. But they're these Gentiles who were proselytized in the 7th century and accepted Judaism, and not the Torah. They accepted the Babylonian Talmud and the Kabbalah, their religion. And so you're right on target, Jeff. These Gentiles, Judaized Gentiles, went over there and started this alleged Jewish society over in Israel, claiming that they are the God's chosen people, and they're not God's chosen people, according to the Holy Scripture and according to the Jews themselves, which we have a lot of good brothers and sisters of Jewish extract here in the military and law enforcement that we're friends with. And matter of fact, a Jew, a Jewish brother in law enforcement, gave us this book of Arthur Koestler, The 13th Tribe. And they claim that these guys are Zionists, and a vast majority of the Jews over in Israel and in America can't stand these guys because they're always fomenting war and they're always trying to do things in the name of Judaism, and they're not even Jews.
Yeah.
So read that book. Get that book, The 13th Tribe, by Arthur Koestler. Now, shortly after he wrote this book and published it, he and his wife were both murdered in England. They both were suicided in England, so somebody didn't like him putting out the truth in this book.
Well, you know, the thing about Christianity, Jesus is saying love your enemy or something like that. I mean, if our founding fathers were really Christians, I don't think they would have had a revolution, because they would have just, the Christians would have said, oh, we can't hate the king, we can't hate the British occupation forces, because that's hating our enemy. We're supposed to love them. I don't know. That's why I have a little trouble with Christianity. I think to be patriotic and a Christian at the same time, you're kind of hypocritical, because how can you not hate? Or like on the Derry Brownfield show, you know that show?
Yes, I do.
They were talking about killing horses for horse meat, and in a way, to kill an animal is... You can't love that animal. Otherwise, you'd be a vegetarian. If I don't know, maybe killing an animal is a little different than hate, but I don't know.
Well, it is, Jeff. And also, you should understand that in various places in the Bible, and it is not a dichotomy there, but Jesus said, and so did his disciples, that we should hate God's enemies. As a matter of fact, I don't have the quotes in front of me here, but Jesus asked, why don't you hate my enemies? And you're in saying we're supposed to hate his enemies. And so even though it says love thy enemy, it would take us a while to go over that, but that's a good question for one of my guests coming up here next week, and that is Pastor John Weaver, to call in Jeff and ask him about Jesus saying you should hate my enemies, I require you to hate my enemies, and then also in the scriptures, that seems like a contradiction that we should love our enemies. And it's really not, but we don't have time to get into it tonight, Jeff. But when Pastor Weaver's on next week, if you'd call back in, that'd be a great question for him, and I know he could answer it very well. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for calling in. Yes, folks, we do have a group of people that's spoken of in the Holy Bible that would call themselves Jews, that are not Jews, that have set up this phony return of the Jews to Israel, and they're going to rebuild the temple, and they're going by the script out of the Holy Bible to fool Christians in America. And they're actually Gentiles doing this, and they're very hateful, very warring, and the leadership is as evil as the Bush crime family. Sharon and his gang of thieves that control the Israeli government is just as evil as the Bush dynasty and the international crime lords that control Britain and the other nations of the world. So we're not just hammering on Sharon over there, because I don't think he's any more evil than the Bush crime family has been for generation after generation. Who's on the line, Paul? Okay, Mike in Maryland, welcome to the program, Mike.
Hey, a really good show as usual. It's funny, the other day a few weeks ago, I was talking to this one guy from Haiti, and I was wondering, gee, you know, because I used to be an armchair occultist, so I used to like to dabble in the occult at one time.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, gee, you know, I wonder if this guy practices voodoo or witchcraft or anything, you know. And then I noticed he had a medallion around his neck, and it was the Star of David around his neck.
Well, you know, the Star of David, now you know that the Talmudic religion and the Kabbalic religion the Kabbalah is magic, and so that could very well fit into his activities in the Caribbean down
well,
there.
Well, let me explain what happened.
Yes, okay.
You know, he seemed like a fairly nice guy, so I talked to him. I said, oh, are you Jewish? You know, because I see the Star of David around your neck.
Yeah.
He says, no, I practice Kabbalah.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, well, that figures, you know, a guy from Haiti. Of course, I can't say it's presumptuous of me to say everybody from Haiti practices voodoo, but it kind of fits, because it's in a very occultic kind of thing.
And then
I noticed, I look at the Star of David around his neck. Should I take this to the other side?
Let's see. Yeah, if you want to hang on, Mike, we'll be back after the break here.
Okay.
Very interesting, Mike. Yes, it does fit in. Kabbalah does fit in with the occult down there in Haiti. Very, very closely so. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Back to Mike in Maryland. Mike, we want to try to get Drew and Little Rock on too, and we only have 3 minutes left, but go ahead, Mike.
Okay, sure. Well, I noticed on his medallion there's a little squiggly line on it.
Yeah.
A metal, and the thing comes up, then I realized later on, of course, it symbolized the snake.
Oh, yeah.
But let me mention something too. Several years ago, I heard that there was a protest against the Zionist State of Israel. And it was like several tens of thousands of people. And guess who the protesters were? They were Hasidic Jews.
That's right. And there's three organizations. There's three organizations of Jews that hate Zionism and know that it's a very evil, evil movement. And it's causing Jews to be killed all over the world and causing anti-Semitism, actually, Mike.
And also, too, and I'll just make this one comment and I get off the air. Doesn't it say somewhere in the Bible that the Jewish state isn't supposed to be reestablished until Christ comes back?
That's right. And that's the one thing Jews Against Zionism, very religious Jews, are stating that they're not allowed to return until they're in a forgiven state, till they surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, then they're allowed to return. So it's you're right on target. That's true.
If you see that publicly, you'll be criticized as an anti-Semite. Well, thank you very much. I'll get off the air.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's go to our favorite Marine down there in Little Rock, Drew. Brother. Brother Drew, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jack.
Thank you for inviting
me to the last few minutes. Obviously, you know that I am a Louisianian, and that is my domicile home.
I just
happen to reside here in Little Rock. And my prayers go for you and your wife. I needed to chime in because there's a lot of people out there that have forgotten Anna Lind, L-I-N-D, of Sweden, who was earmarked to be the next Swedish prime minister in 2003, was murdered by a gentleman that at that time they considered him to be just a lunatic, but the word now has leaked out from the Swedish government that he was an agent within this Zionist group out of Israel.
Huh. And what was her name? Lind?
Anna Lind, L-I-N-D-H.
Anna, two N's and an A, L-I-N-D-H.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll have to look
that up.
She
would have been 48 years old next month.
Yeah, I remember something about that, but I appreciate you bringing it back to our attention.
And the reason I bring it up is because I sent an email out to a lot of people today, and it was more or less to let people know that we need to pay attention to what's going on around the world and around the people that want to stand up and fight for truth and justice for all people.
Amen.
And I got a lot of this anti-Semitic type. Well, I'm an anti-Semitic, and I needed to chime in and say, I'm not anti-Semitic. I just want God's word taught and Jesus to his word taught as you and I as military personnel know that war is hell. And it's not it's being fought by those of us that aren't privileged to be in the top echelon, to speak. And this criminal war element that wants to put us off to the world. Anyway, I hear the music, and I know you got to close. So God bless you,
Brother
and my
Drew.
Prayers are with you.
Hey, thank you for doing the show for us last night. We sure appreciate it, brother.
You know where I'm at. God bless you, sir. I'm here to help you.
Lord bless you, too. All right, folks, very interesting conversation. Yes, and I want to say to you in closing, there are fantastic American Jews fighting with us to retain liberty and get our soldiers back from these illegal wars and wars for oil over there. So don't forget that, folks, and in the military and law enforcement, too. Lord bless all of you out there. Have a great weekend, and don't forget this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.